Well, good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your homes as we begin our morning in God's Word. Today we're in Acts chapter 9, where Saul, who was a Pharisee who sought to destroy the church by persecuting those who believed in Jesus, he encounters Jesus on the road to Damascus, and Jesus chooses Saul for a special mission. Saul begins his ministry by preaching in Damascus. His life is threatened, but his followers help him escape. And again, God's guiding word for us all this week has been discipleship. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. In the meantime, Saul kept up his violent threats of murder against the followers of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked for letters of introduction to the synagogues in Damascus so that if he should find any followers of the way of the Lord, he would be able to arrest them, both men and women, and bring them back to Jerusalem. As Saul was coming near to the city of Damascus, suddenly a light from the sky flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Well, who are you, Lord?" he asked. "I am Jesus, whom you persecute," the voice said. "But get up and go into the city, where you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with Saul had stopped, not saying a word. They heard the voice, but could not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground and opened his eyes, but he could not see a thing. So they took him by the hand and led him into Damascus. For 3 days he was not able to see, and during that time he did not eat or drink anything. There was a believer in Damascus named Ananias, and he had a vision in which the Lord said to him, "Ananias, here am I, Lord," he answered. The Lord said to him, "Get ready and go to the straight street, and at the house of Judas ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying. And in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and place his hands on him so he might see again." Ananias answered, "Lord, many people have told me about this man and about the terrible things he has done to your people in Jerusalem. And he has come to Damascus with authority from our chief priests to arrest all who worship you." The Lord said to him, "Go, because I have chosen him to serve me, to make my name known to the Gentiles and the kings and to the people of Israel. And I myself will show him all that he must suffer for my sake." So Ananias went and he entered the house where Saul was. And he placed his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord has sent me, Jesus himself, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here. He sent me so that you might see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." At once, something like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he was able to see again. He stood up and was baptized, and after he had eaten, his strength came back. Saul stayed for a few days with the believers in Damascus. He went straight to the synagogues and began to preach that Jesus was the Son of God. All who heard him were amazed and said, "Isn't he the one who in Jerusalem was killing those who worshiped that man Jesus? And didn't he come here for the very purpose of arresting those people and taking them back to the chief priests?" But Saul's preaching became even more powerful, and his proofs that Jesus was the Messiah were so convincing that the Jews who lived in Damascus could not answer him. After many days had gone by, the Jews met and made plans to kill Saul, but he was told of their plan. Day and night they watched the city gates in order to kill him, but one night Saul's followers took him and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 9, verse 20, where Saul went straight to the synagogues and began to preach that Jesus was the Son of God. You know, beloved, again, I know it seems that I'm harping on the same subject, but we as believers, we want to have everything planned out perfectly. If we feel that we are called into ministry, well, then we must, attend the university and then we must go to the seminary and Then we must have, the laying on of hands and be ordained to go out and to talk to Paul and, or to talk to people. And, Paul didn't do any of that. He met Jesus on the way to Damascus. He received a miracle of healing and immediately went out and began to tell people about Jesus in such power that the Jews there in Damascus decided that he was too dangerous to the Jewish religion to allow him to live. And they then decided to take his life. But God warned Saul, and he was able to escape as his followers let him down through a window in the wall in a basket. Amen. Believers, we need to be more like Saul. If God has done something in our lives, let's just go out and tell people about it. If we feel God leading us to speak to a certain person like Ananias, regardless of the fact that Paul had been Saul had been someone who was decimating the church, yet God said, I want you to go and I want you to anoint this man Saul because I've got plans for his life. He went and he was faithful. And think about this, because Ananias was faithful and obedient, laid his hands on Saul and healed him, that you and I are believers today. Because basically the branch of Christianity that came to us came by way of Paul, or in this passage of scripture, Saul. And so we have Ananias's obedience to do something that was contrary to all reasoning, to go to somebody who was his enemy and set him free. Beloved, we just need to learn from that. Let's not be afraid to tell anyone the good news of Jesus, because who knows what miracles may be wrought. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, you have called me to follow you. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to bear witness to the good news of your salvation. May my words and actions this day reflect your loving, your saving love and grace. Amen. All right. The week together has come to an end. Next Monday, I will be in Acts chapter 9, where Saul goes to Jerusalem and Peter travels to Lydia and Joppa. And so until Monday morning then, may God richly bless you. But until then, don't forget to go to church, because as we learn, that's where God turns us into the kind of people we need to be useful in his kingdom. Next time we meet then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.